Coda, from a distance, that looked like an extraordinarily physical football game. You know, in your experience over the last several years, where does that slugfest rank?
It's up there. You know, the SEC is a physical league, and you know, you got to give them credit. They fought hard. They had a good scheme, and we did too. I mean, we came out and played around with it a little bit, tried to find things that would work. And ultimately, there was a lot of one-on-one battles that were very physical. And you know, at the end of the day, you just attack your target. As an offensive lineman, we talk about do your job, you know. And so it was very physical. Definitely agree with that. But it's just an SEC football game in my mind as far as ranking it.
Far right in the back. Come around.
Coda, what did you see from this team, particularly with so many young players that Alabama, it seemed like they would make a big play and a lot of times deflate teams in the past, but you guys were able to keep coming back and keep coming. What did you see from your team tonight?
Yeah, no doubt. We've got a lot of young guys that have definitely stepped up over the last few weeks and earned the spots that are there. And I have a lot of respect for this team, very proud of our team. I think that we fought hard. We had guys step up, young guys, and that was great to see. Definitely, I think the weeks going forward will continue to mature and grow and learn from our mistakes and watch the film and get better. So,
stay in the back, Daryl.
Coda, turnovers has not really been an issue for you guys this year until tonight. Any way to kind of put a finger on that as to why that old ugly thing showed up tonight?
Yeah. You know, us in Alabama both rank 1 and 2 at the top of the turnover list going into this week. And so, obviously, both teams are very physical and probably they put an emphasis on that. I know that we do in practice. We have a turnover bucket that the defense they'll put it in the trash can. You know, it's a big deal to us. And so we've talked a lot about the turnover margin. And even going into this game, we knew that that was going to be a big deal. And didn't really win that battle tonight. So, definitely got to go watch the film, fix that, take advantage of situations when we have them. Those are game changers. That flips a game. You know, that takes the ball away from you and gives them a chance to score, and that's a 2-score difference every time you do that. And so definitely turnovers are a big deal, and it was unfortunate that we couldn't win that battle tonight, but still really proud of our guys. You know, our defense is always working to get that ball out, and offense is going to learn from tonight, and just do our best not to lose that turnover battle.
On the right side, Damian.
You guys had a solid offensive effort in general. Let's talk about what Kellen brought to the table. I mean, this is a big game environment for him.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, young, but just eager to compete and have fun and running out on the field. I just patted him on his back and said, hey, let's go have some fun tonight. And he just smiled and nodded, and we ran out there, and I just felt like his attitude was great tonight. He made some very competitive plays. You know, the one he was flushed out of the pocket, rolled out right, and threw the ball to Kirk there in the end zone. Dynamic plays like that are good, and we need those to compete in games that are close. And so definitely was excited to be blocking for a quarterback like that, that wants to compete and get after it and do whatever it takes to win. You know, he really got after tonight, and looking forward to seeing him going forward, you know, keep continuing to get after it and make plays like that. He's definitely a competitor, and he'll continue to grow. So,